Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill for the Water Cooler Conversation. And a common complaint, particularly, after couples have been married a really long time and they're older, is that the husband won't listen.
Does that wait till you're older, or doesn't it?
I think it's...
Like as soon as the vows are read.
Pretty much. But I think that it just gets crazy as they get older. You always hear these stories about it. Well, this is someone, I don't think they tell me the town, so you may not be able to relate, even though that I was hoping it would, because it's in Arizona.
Oh.
And a woman fired gunshots at her husband.
Because he wouldn't listen to her?
Yeah, he was sitting the toilet at the time. Yeah. So she had
it. She scared the poo out of
him. Well, I think, that's probably a good place to be if they're going to be shooting at you. I guess you think that he's on the toilet. You've got a captive listener at that point.
Yeah.
But apparently not enough. And, it does tell me the town. Goodyear.
Oh, so, yeah, I know where Goodyear is.
Well, Goodyear police received a call December 30th from a man who said his wife was shooting at him.
Oh, my gosh.
And the man reportedly told authorities that his spouse of 32 years
was upset. She's so over it.
Yes, she was upset and had been yelling at him for 2 days.
And he can probably not tell anybody what about, because he didn't listen to any of it.
No, because at this point, it's like, can I not even go to the toilet without you just continuing?
That was a safe haven.
Yeah,
not
but it
so
wasn't.
Much.
So he says he was on the toilet when 69-year-old Linda Jean Fawn barged in, fired 2 shots above his head.
What in the world set her off?
That he wouldn't listen. Because at this point, it would be like, all right.
She's yelling at me for 2 days. Just take the Christmas tree down.
Yeah. Maybe it's about leaving the toilet seat up. Yeah. It's like, I'm sitting down. I'm squatting.
That
I'm
very
doing
well
what
could
you
be.
Said. Yeah. So police contacted and detained Fawn in the home. And she she allegedly said to police, I shot 2 bullets at the wall above his head to make him listen to me.
Like she shouldn't be in trouble.
Right. She even added this. I love this. This explains who this woman really is, okay?
All right.
She claimed that, quotations, he would have to be 10 feet tall to be hit by the bullets. It's like, oh, come on.
I wasn't even that close.
Oh, grow up. You
were a foot above his head.
Yes. And however, police estimated that the shots were fired about 7 inches above the man's head as he was slouched on the toilet seat.
Oh, my gosh. How terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe just listen to her.
Well, yeah.
Maybe you guys need to get a divorce.
Yes. At this point, I kind of think it's gone past a point of no return.
Yeah, I think so.
At this point,
that's safe.
I don't know. She's been charged with aggravated assault.
That's hilarious.
And I just would love to see her court appearance where she says, oh, come on. I told the police, and I'll tell you.
I wasn't aiming for his head.
He would have had to been 10 feet tall, and you know what? He's not. He's a little man. He's a little man in body
listen.
And mind, and he doesn't listen. You're not listening to me, Judge. All right. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.